Okay, good morning. As I mentioned to a couple of you, Rabbi Rosner asked me to fill in this morning because he and his wife get a Mazel Tov. They had a baby boy yesterday. So my name is Kalman Tapp. I know a couple of you, or most of you. And we're going to start on Nun Chesamid Beis. Rabbi Rosner mentioned to me that he got a little bit past the two dots. We can either start from the two dots, or we can start from a little bit beyond, whatever you tell me. Okay, al-Hazikin. So the Mishnah had said that one of the things that deserves a bracha is Zikin. And you make a bracha, shekocho gvuroso male olam. My Zikin, what is considered a Zikin, or the two dots on Nun Ches and Beis at the bottom, around 12 lines from the bottom. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Kochva Deshavit, a star that has a rod as its tail. It sounds like a little bit like a comet or a meteor. The Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Nehirin Li Shvili Deshmaya, the pathways of heaven are clear to me, Kishvili Nenarada, like the pathways of Naharda. The bar, except Me Kochva Deshavit. One thing I don't understand well is a Kochva Deshavit. The Lo Yadana Mai Nehu. I don't know what it is. All I know is Ugumiri, I have a tradition to over Kisla, that it doesn't pass by the constellation of Kisla or Kisila. The over Kisila, and if it does pass by Kisila, Chorav Alma, then the world would be destroyed. So Gemara says, V'haka Chazina, and Abba, we do see the Avar Ziva, the Avar, that it does pass by, it does seem to pass by Kisila. My answer is no. Zivahu the Avar, the glow of the Kochva Deshavit passes by. Umischazek it over you, and it sounds like it's passing by itself, but in fact, the Kochva Deshavit, the comet itself, does not pass by Kisil. And that merits when you see a comet, so then you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shekochu Gvurosu Male Olam. Rav Huna Breid of Yeshua Amar, he gives a different explanation. Vilun hu de mikra, that it's the bottom level of the firmament that rips open. Umechse nahora de rakia, and one sees the light of the rakia, which is an additional level of the firmament, and that's what creates the impression of zikin. Okay, now Rav Ashi gives a different explanation of why it seems like sometimes something passes by kasila. He reverts back to the previous issue. Amar kofahu de'akar mehagisa de'ksila, that one star gets uprooted from one side of kasila. V'chazile chavre mehagisa, and it's neighboring or its friend, its star on the other side, mehagisa umivis, gets afraid. And it seems like there's a star passing over that location, but in fact it's really just one star on one side upsetting the other star on the other side. Okay, Shmuel Rami. Shmuel posed the contradiction between Pesukim. Ksiv, it says, Ose Osh Ksil Vechima, that God created these three constellations of stars in that order. Ksiv, and then we have another Pesuk in Amos, Ose Kimo Uksil. So the order of Kim and Ksil is reversed. HaKeitzad, so how do you explain this? Keitzad is a contraction of two words, Keizetzad. How does one explain this? So it's coming to show, it must be coming to show, that these two, Ksil and Kim, are equated. Meaning, Ilmale Chamesh El Ksil, had we not had the heat of Ksil, Lonis Kaim Olam Emneitzin Eshel Kima, the world would be destroyed because of the coldness of Kima. So the heat counteracts the cold. Had we not had the cold of Kima, the world would not be able to survive with the heat of Kisil. Meaning, so they both counteract one another, the cold of Kima and the heat of Kisil. Ugamiri, and we have a tradition, Ilav Uksu the Akrava, that if it were not that the tail of the scorpion, Rashi here says that that's referring to the Znav, that's referring to Kima, and it's from Mazal Tle, Rashi says. That really Akrav here is referring to the Mazal of Tle, and it's referring to Kima. Were it not that Kima was Monach Benardinor in the stream of fire, had the coldness of the scorpion not been diluted by the heat of Dinor, anyone who is stung by a scorpion and the potency of a scorpion is due a lot to the coldness. So he wouldn't survive. So the heat of the Nahar Dinor offsets the heat probably of Ksil, offsets the coldness of Kima. And this is exactly what Hashem said to Eov towards the end of Eov, when Eov is saying, you know, why did this happen to me? How do you explain Tzadik V'Ralo and Rasha V'Tovlo? And how do you explain the world? And I don't understand anything. So Hashem basically comes out in a storm to Eov and says that you didn't create the world. You don't know how to do what I do. So one of the psukim there is his Kasha Ma'adonos Kima. Are you able to tie the ropes of Kima? Oh, mochshos, ksil tifateach, or can you open up the ropes of ksil? Meaning, can you contract kima? Contraction is part of the process of cold. So, can you contract kima, or do you expand ksil? Expansion is one of the qualities of heat. So that shows that kima is cold and ksil is heat, and each one needs the other, and the world needs both of them. My kima, what is the characteristic of kima? Amr Shmuel, kemei kachfei, it's around 100 stars. Amrila, some say the mechanfei, some say that they're gathered together closely. Ramila, the mevadron, and some say that they're really more spread out over a bigger space. My ush, what is ush? So Amr Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, what is ush? Yusa, it's yusa. My Yusa, okay, what's Yusa? Yusa is not too helpful. So what is Yusa? Amrila, some say that it's found on this Nav Tle, that it's the end of the Tle of the ram. The Amrila, and some say it's Resha the Igla, and some say it's the head of the bull. Umistabra Kamandi Amr is Nav Tle, and it makes more sense to say that the Ash is located on the tail of the Tle, of the ram, of the constellation of ram. Tchsiv, because of the pasuk in Eov, V'ayish al banat yinachem, can you comfort Ayish for her sons? Alma, that seems to imply chaseira, that Ayish gives, Ayish seems to have lost some of its suns, seems to have lost some of its stars. Mishazi, and it seems, ketarfa de tarfa, as if it was beaten down by a hammer. Right, because if you lose a couple of stars, so then it's missing. There's some space missing, so it's beaten down to sort of fill in the empty space. That's what Rashi says. So this Nav Tle seems like it's beaten down, as if there were some extra stars there, but it was pushed together to fill the space. And that fits with the pasuk that Ayish lost some of her children. V'hayda Azla Basra. So why is Ayish following Kima? Right, we said Kima is the constellation of the ram, of the Teleh. And we just said that Ayish, or Ash, follows Kima. So why? So the Gemara presents a medrash, the Amr La, because Ayish says to Kima, Havli Banai, give me my children back. Shebeshash HaKadosh Baruch Hu bikesh lahavi mabil olam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring a marble to the world, Natal Shnei Kochavim Mekima, he took two stars from the constellation of Kima, the heavy marble olam, and he brought a marble to the world. And when he wanted to stop up, meaning the reason, the way that the heavens opened up with rain was because Hashem took away two stars from Kima. And when Hashem wanted to close up the opening, he took two stars from Ayish, which is towards the end of Kima, we said, and he closed it up. So therefore, Ayish is eternally running after, or always running after Kima. It seems like it's running after Kima to get its stars back. Vili Hadarla, why not just give back its own? Meaning, you took two stars from Kima to produce the marble. Why not just give her back the two original stars? Gemara presents two answers. Number one, Ein Habor Mismale Milchuyaso, a pit. You've been planting recently, a pit, once it's emptied of its dirt and you want to put the dirt back in, you usually don't have enough dirt. Mismale mechulyaso. A pit is not filled up with its own dirt usually. So therefore, you couldn't put back the same two stars that you took away. Inami, or another principle, in kategor, a prosecutor, does not become nase, does not become ein kategor nase sanegor, does not become a defender. So here, the two stars that were taken away were really prosecuting the world. So those two stars could not act as defenders of the world to stop the mabul. This principle comes up a couple other occasions. One occasion it comes up, let's say, a kohen, shaharages hanefesh, a kohen who kills another person. The mechaber quotes the halach, it's from Gemar Brachos, that kohen is not supposed to duchen, do birchas kohenim, because ein kategor, hands that are prosecuted, cannot be a defender. Even if the person does tshuva, the mechaber says, the kohen cannot do duchening anymore. The Ramah disagrees with the mechaber and says that no, a kohen who does tshuva can revert and come back to do nesias kapayim. The Mishnah Berurah seems like a compromise. He says that if it's bemezid, then even if he does tshuva, the kohen can't go back to doing duchening because ain kategor nasa sanegor. But if it's b'shogeg, if the kohen killed accidentally, and he does tshuva, and he repents, so then he can once again do nesias kapayim. He can't do it for all of Bnei Yisrael. Well, according to the Mechaber, once he kills, and according to the Ramah, as long as he doesn't do tshuva, he can't do duchening because of ein kategor nasa sanegor. Although the Ravadi Yosef, I think, paskins that if it's a chayal, kills, so that's in the course of duty, so then he can continue to do nesias kapayim. Okay, that's the meaning not to wear gold because of ein kategor nasa sanegor, and I think Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah says that's the reason why we don't use the horn of a para also, and the halacha is that way, we don't use the horn of a para. All other horns are kosher for shofar blowing, except the horn of a para. A couple of reasons are given. One of them is because in kategor, para is related to the egel. So in kategor, nasa sanegor cannot become our defender on Rosh Hashanah. And that's why we don't wear gold on...
Well,
the Kohen Gadol, the Gemara says, doesn't wear gold into Lifnai V'Lifnim, into the Holy of Holies, because at least in the Holy of Holies, in kategor, nasa sanegor. Okay, so he can't use the two stars that were taken away because of ein kategor nasa sanegor. So why not you just create two other stars? Okay, I'm starting to wake up a little bit, get a little bit of my voice. My voice is a little bit sore. Thank you. Have a little bit, thank you. So why not just create two other stars? Where it says, ein kochadosh tachas hashemesh. No, we don't create anything new after creation. I'm Rav Nachman, but Rav Nachman says, "Aser Hakadosh Baruch Hu lachzir la." In the future, Hashem will return the two stars to Kima. Means the two stars that were taken away will return to Kima, and then Ayish will get her two stars back. Shenemar the Ayish al banat Tanachem. Ayish will ultimately be comforted by receiving her two stars back. Okay, that concludes the section of Zikin. Zikin is the comet, we said, or a meteor, and you say, Shekochvo Gvoroso Malei Olam. But we're going to see later on in the Gemara that we'll modify the halacha of all these first things in the Mishnah somewhat. Val HaZvaos. Okay, on Zvaos, also you say, Shekochvo Gvoroso Malei Olam. Mai Zvaos, what is the definition of Zovos? I'm Rav Ketina. Rav Ketina says, Guha. Rashi explains, Ridas Aretz, it's a earthquake. One makes a bracha on an experience of an earthquake. Rav Ketina habikazal beurcha, Rav Ketina was walking on the way. Kimata apischa debe ovatamia, when he came to the entranceway of a necromancer, a person who raised up spirits of the dead through bones. So ganach guha, there was an earthquake. Omar, so Rav Ketina said, Mi yada uvatamia haigu amahu. Does the necromancer know the meaning of this earthquake and its purpose? Ramalei kala, so the necromancer raised up its voice and said, Katina, Katina, amayla yadana, you don't know, I'm surprised at you. Veshasha kadosh baruch hu zochur esbanav, Sheshurim b'tzar, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers his children who are oppressed, Beinu Masa'olam, among the nations of the world, Morish Dei Demos, Liyam HaGadol, he drops two tears, one for each eye perhaps, Liyam HaGadol, to the great sea. The Kol Nishma Meisofa Olam V'Atzofo, and the voice is heard the entire world around. V'Hainu Gua, and that's exactly the reason for an earthquake. Amar Rav Katina, Uva Tamya, he said back to him, Rav Katina said back to him, Uva Tamya, you necromancer, who practices Ova, Kedivhu, you're a fraud, Umile Kedivin, and your words are a fraud, no offense intended. Ihachi, because if you're right, Guha Gua Mi Bailes, then you should have had a double earthquake, because for the two drops of water, of demos, of tears. So you're wrong. Velohi. And it's not the case. Meaning Rav Katina's argument was really not true, because Gua Gua Avid, really there was a Gua Gua in that situation. There was like a double earthquake. V'haidla Odile, and the reason that he didn't admit to him, Rav Katina didn't admit to him, to his interpretation, is hehechi, so that lo lite kuli alma avasre, so that the world should not follow after this necromancer and be drawn and influenced by him. Okay, that's the interpretation of the uvetamia of the necromancer. Rav Katina didei omer, he gives his own interpretation of an earthquake. They're all seismologists. But he understood that it's sofei kafav, that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu clapping his hands together. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, V'gam ani aka kapi al kapi, I will hit hand to hand, v'anichosi chamasi, and my anger will be abated. Rabbi Nosson says, anacha mesanach, that it's a groan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, v'anichosi chamasi bam, that my anger, v'nechamti, that my anger will be abated, and I will be comforted. V'anichosi, though, is a lashon of sighing. So the sighing is the sighing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the actions of people in the world is what creates the earthquake, and the sighing is a little bit of the fact that Hashem gives a punishment to the people or to Bnei Israel. So sighing is a little bit sort of a form of relief, and that's what comforts Hashem, that He's given people punishment and then hopefully that they've received kapara.
Katina just said a minute ago that the Gemara says that Katina didn't agree with him, but technically he was right, the necromancer, but they don't want people to follow, they don't want the rabbi to follow an evil, a necromancer. Then what does Katina have to give another answer for?
Okay, I think what the Gemara admits is that there was a double gua, there was an earthquake, and then what is the thing that follows the earthquake called? An aftershock. I think that's all the Gemara is saying, is that there were two. There was an earthquake and an aftershock, or often there is an earthquake and then aftershocks. But not necessarily that the Matzias of his answer was correct. Just the rejection of Rav Katina was unfair, because there really is a guha guha. There is that double sensation. But Rav Katina gives his own interpretation. Rabbi Nosson gives another one. Rabbanan Omeri, Boit Parakiyah, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, almost like kicking the Rakiyah. Shnemar, Heydad is calling out, Kedorchim, like the wine pressers, Yane al kol yoshvei aretz. Hashem screams Heydad to all the people of the world, just like wine pressers scream out to their workers. Ravacha bar Yaakov Amar, Dochik is raglav tachas kisei hakavod, that he sort of moves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu moves his feet around. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, Komar Hashem Hashemayim kisei, the heaven is my throne, va'aretz adom ragli, and the land is my footstool. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes moves his feet around, and that causes the earthquake. Okay, all of these are examples of explanations that firstly are giving some meaning behind the earthquake, and also that it's related to Schar Va'onesh. It's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry with the world or wants to give an onesh to the world. And also these are all anthropomorphisms, but really, we have to understand it a little bit figuratively. Not that I know of. Besides that, when there is an earthquake, you make a bracha, shekochog v'rasam al yolam. Valar amim. Okay, the third thing that requires this bracha is thunder. Mayra amim. So now we go and understand what is the thing that causes the Ramim, the thunder. See, in the initial, okay, here we actually give some more natural causes. In regarding earthquakes, the Gemara was not happy to just give a natural cause, and it gave more metaphysical causes for earthquakes. Here, it seems like it gives more natural causes for thunder. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, its thunder is called Anane Begalgala, when clouds roll against one another. Shnemar Kol Ramcha Begalgal, that the voice of the thunder is in the rolling wind. Yiru Brakam Tevel, that the lightning lights up the world. Rugs of Atirash Aretz, and the land trembles. Rabbanan Amri Rabbanan say, Anani, give a different explanation of thunder. Anani Deshavchi Maila Adadi, that it's clouds that pour water into one another. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, Al Kol Tito Himon Mayim Vashamayim, that a voice is created when water is poured, I guess, from one to the other in heaven. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar says a different explanation. Barka Takifa, it's when a strong bolt of lightning, the Barak Ba'anana, that hits the cloud, Misper Gazize de Barza, and breaks up. Misper is Mishbar, is to break. Gazize de Barza, pieces of hail, and perhaps then creates rain. So it's lightning, hits the cloud that causes the thunder, and then you have rain. Ravashi gives a different explanation. Anani chaluchu chemuchalchale. It has little holes in it. The asizika, and then wind passes by. Umenashe vapumaya, and passes by the mouth of it. The dummy, and it sounds like kazika pumdane, when a wind passes over the mouth of a barrel. That creates a certain sound, and that's the sound of thunder that's created when wind passes by the porous cloud. Masabra, and the Gemara concludes, even though, you know, what is thunder? Thunder, I believe, science today says that thunder is created by the lightning itself. That when there's lightning, there's the air expands around the lightning very, very quickly, and that creates the sound of thunder. That's scientific opinion today. The Gemara is, you know, these Rabbanan and Chazal are following the science of the times, their different explanation of thunder. Masabra Karvacha Bar Yaakov, and the Gemara concludes more like Rav Acha bar Yaakov, that thunder is created, the barak barka, a lightning bolt, umenahame anane, hits the cloud, the asimitra, and then you have rain, meaning it usually goes in that order. You have lightning, then you have thunder, and then you have rain. That fits mostly with Rav Acha bar Yaakov's position, that a lightning bolt hits the cloud, hail breaks up, and that causes the thunder, the sound, and then the hail, the rain falls. So although the Gemara's conclusion is that lightning is what creates the thunder, so that fits with what scientific opinion says today. That this, it is the lightning that creates the thunder, but just says it slightly differently. Malaruchos, my ruchos, okay, I think we have to move a little bit, right? My ruchos, what is the meaning of wind? Amrabaye is alpha, it's a storm. Amrabaye gemir is alpha, balay lohave, you don't usually have storm winds at night. We do see storm winds at night. That's where it started during the day. Abaye says, we don't usually have a 2-hour continuous storm wind. Based on the pasuk, you don't have a tzara 2 times. In this case, it's interpreted to mean you don't have a tzara in 2 consecutive hours. We do see that sometimes you have storm or hurricane winds for 2 consecutive hours. No, the masik bene bene, that's where you have interruptions in the middle. Okay, so ruchos, strong winds, also hurricane winds or tornado winds merit a bracha of shekocho gvuroso maleola. Well, abrakim, and the last one was, I believe the last one was lightning. Omer bar shekocho gvuroso maleola, my brakim. What's brakim? Omer rava, barka, it's lightning. Rava now says, Barka Yechida, when you have one single bolt of lightning, a Barka Chivara, or white lightning, a Barka Yeroksa, or a green lightning, Vanani Desalkan, the Kerem Aravis, and the clouds that come from the western corner of the horizon, Ve'asim, the Kerem Dromis, and swing around the southern corner, or Vitarte Anani Desalkan Chadi Ape Chaverta, or if you have 2 clouds, one is coming towards the other, Kuli Kashin, these are all very, very ominous, bad signs for the world. L'may nafkamina, what's the nafkamina? What's the halacha of that? L'mabaye rachamei, that these are all situations to pray for mercy. And that was your point earlier. You said, what's the nafkamina? The halacha. The halacha is perhaps to say some tehillim or to daven, you know, to pray for mercy. V'hani mili belayla, this is only if it comes, the lightning comes at night. Aval b'tzafra, but if it happens in the morning, less from b'shasha, then you don't have to be afraid of this, because it's not much significance. Amar Shmuel bar Yisrael, Kani Anani Desafra, clouds of the morning, lesbu meshasha, these are not of much significance. Tichsiv, because Hosea criticizes Bnei Yisrael, v'chastachem, your chesed, is ki'anan boker, is like a fleeting cloud of the morning. Just like a fleeting cloud of the morning usually has no significance, your chesed is pretty weak. Amalei rapapu labaye, ha'amri inshi, oh, but what about the saying of people, kad miftach bave mitra, that when the morning clouds open up and the rain falls, so then bar chamra, so then the donkey owner can moch sakech, he can tie up his sack, v'gani, and can go to sleep for the rest of the day. There's no purpose in continuing to sell his merchandise because it's just going to be a very, very strong rain. So you see that there can be a strong rain in the morning. When there are very strong, thick clouds, even in the morning, you could have terrible rain. But if it's just lighter clouds or wispier clouds, then you're not going to have significant rain in the morning. As opposed to the night, sometimes you can have storms even with all types of clouds. Omer v'al chasandri, Omer v'shuban levil, onivru r'amim, the thunder was created for one reason, lefshot akumiyos shebalev, to strain out the crookedness of the heart. Shnemar v'alokim asa shirim ulfanav, God created certain things so that people will fear him. One of those things is thunder. I once heard from Rav Matisyahu Salomon that the idea is that Hashem gives us rain. The only way we deserve the rain, we only get rain if we deserve the rain. Right? V'hayim shamo tishmo mitzvosai, if we follow the mitzvos, then v'nasati mitar artzachem. And so perhaps the reason for thunder that comes to precede the rain, that sort of gives a little bit of a Yiras Shamayim shock to people, and now have that Yiras Shamayim, and then they deserve the rain that follows the thunder. Amar v'lachsandri, Amar Shuban Levi, Haroas Akesha v'anon, a person who sees a rainbow, Tzara Shipal Aponav, he has to fall on his face, Shemar, as it says in Yecheskel Kamara Keshet, that part of the vision of Hashem was like a rainbow, Asher Yeh v'anon, that was in a cloud. So when you see a keshet, you have to. That's just like the vision that Yecheskel had. The era of the apple alpana, and just like Yecheskel fell on his face, so too you have to fall on your face to that sight. Light they love in Marava, but in Marava they cursed. They strongly criticized that practice. Mishum the Mechsi commanded Sagal Lekisha, because it sounds like it appears as if you're bowing to the rainbow, and that's not something we want people to think. Similarly, when you do Kiddush Levana, right, you're not supposed to face the Levana. So you don't give off the impression that you are bowing to the, or you're praying to the moon. Here, in Marava, in Eretz Yisrael, Marava here is Eretz Yisrael, of course, they criticize the whole practice of bowing down to the Keshet, because it seemed as if you're bowing to it. Aval Bruchei Vadim Mivarach, but certainly you make a bracha, my Mivarach, what bracha do you make? Baruch Zohar Abris. Hashem remembers his covenant that he's not willing to destroy the world. Masisa Tana, in a brisa we have Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Bracha Omer, the bracha should be Neman Berbriso Vekayim B'Mamoro. He's trustworthy in his covenant, and he fulfills his word. Amra Papa, Rav Papa says Hilkach, since we have a machlokes, what bracha to say? Nimrinu Litarvaya, we should say both. Baruch Zocher Abris, Neman Berbriso Vekayim B'Mamoro. And we do say both of this. That's the bracha for seeing a rainbow. Similarly to the Birchas HaTorah, right? We said there was a machlokas which bracha to say, so we say, okay, say all of them. And we're going to see on Samach HaMibayz, there's a machlokas how we conclude Ashi Yatzar. Do we say Rofecho Basar? Or do you conclude it Mafli La'asot? And I think it's Rav Papu who says, Hilkoch, we should say both. We say Rofecho Basar U'Mafli La'asot. Okay. Alaharim Val, and that's the end concluding bracha of Megillah also. There's a machlokas what how to conclude a bracha, and we say both Hakela Moshiach, we say both expressions. Okay, Alaharim Val Agvos. Then you say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Ose Masa Bereishis, when you see mountains and you see hills. So all the original ones in the Mishnah, we said the bracha was what? Shekocho, Gvuraso, Maleolam. And now these things, you say, Osam Asabrashis on creating the world. So Gemara asks, Atu, Kol Hani Da Amran Arhashta, all those items we mentioned until now, Lav Masabrashis Ninu, those were not parts of creation. Faksiv, just to give you one pasuk from Tehillim, Brakim Lamatar Asa, Hashem is the one who creates the lightning. So certainly Brakim And the other things as well are parts of Masa Bereshis, were created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So shouldn't they deserve Osa Masa Bereshis as well? Rabbi Abai says, Kroch Vitani. All the items in the Mishnah should really be put together. And for all of them, you can say both brachas, Osa Masa Bereshis, or Shekocho Uvoroso Malei Olam. It sounds like you would make two brachas according to Abai. Rav Amar, or perhaps two brachas. Rav Amar, Hasam Mevarech Tarte, by the initial list of a comet, thunder, lightning, earthquake, and those things, Mevarech Tarte, you make two brachas. Baruch Shekocho Malei Olam, the Osam Asabrashis. Either you make two brachas, or you make a bracha that has both of those expressions. Hacha, but regarding these last items of hills and other things, what were the other things listed in the Mishnah? Mountains, hills, seas, deserts. So then you say only Osam Asabrashis, because Osam Asabrashis Ika, Shekocho Malei Olam Leka, right? Because it doesn't really span the whole world. It doesn't impact the whole world. Whoever sees the mountain, whoever sees the desert, or you know, the Grand Canyon, perhaps, the Grand Canyon, I would say. So in those things, you make the bracha Osam Asabrashis. The other items in the Mishnah really are heard and felt throughout the world, and therefore they're more Shekocho Malei Olam. What's the halacha? So that is, so most Rishonim understand this as Tosfos does. Some Rishonim understand this Gemara as saying that the first items in the Mishnah, you should make two brachas, or it's like a double bracha, Shekocho Malei Olam, the Osam Asa Bereshis. As opposed to the last items, only your Osam Asa Bereshis. But Tosfos gives a different interpretation. Rav Amar Hasam Bevar Shekocho, Pirish Omer, Ohai, Ohai. You can say either bracha. Either Shekocho Osam Malei Olam, or you could say the bracha Osam Asa Bereshis. Eze Sheyirtze. Vachein Pirish of Alphas, and here Tosfos agrees with the Rif, and the halacha is that you can make either bracha. But I think the minig developed that for thunder, I'm sure you know this, the thunder you say, Shekocho Gvrosa Malei Olam, even though you can make either of the two brachos, you make Shekocho Gvrosa Malei Olam, because really that's more powerful. And lightning, even though again, you can make both brachos, but for lightning, the minig is to make Ose Maase Bereshis. So, right, usually you see the lightning, so you can say Ose Maase Bereshis, and then you hear the thunder, and then you say another bracha of Kocho Gvrosoi Malei Olam. If both of them are at the same time, you could make one bracha for both of them. Let's say a person's in the bathroom, the Shulchan Aruch says, when they hear thunder, when they see lightning, if they're on their way out of the bathroom, B'toch Kedei Dibur, and they get out of the bathroom, in the time it says, time it takes to say Shalom Alecha Revi Mori, which is approximately 2 seconds, then you could say, it means the bracha has to follow immediately after the hearing of the thunder. Otherwise, you shouldn't make the bracha. And you make the bracha one per storm. One bracha on thunder, one bracha on the lightning. But it's interesting that the first list that we just went through really could merit one or the other brachos, according to the interpretation of Tosfos, according to the conclusion of this Gemara. Our Rav Shimon Levi, says, 5 lines from the bottom, Aro Rakia Betarasa, person who sees the sky totally clear without any clouds, Omer Baruch Ose Masa Bereshis. A Masai is, when is this true? Amar Abai, Kiyasa Mitra Kuli Leila, when you have rain the entire night, to Betzafra, and in the morning, Asa Istana, a northern wind comes, and Magagli Hulu Lishmaya, and reveals the heavens. That's a situation where you make a bracha. If it's suddenly clear, after it was raining the entire night, you say Osa Masa Bereshis. Pligi Derav from Rav Papa, Amar Rav Chista, this disagrees with the other statement. Amar Rav from Rav Papa, Amar Rav Chista, Rav from Mesedim neighbor Rav Chista, Miyom Shechor Beis Hamikdash, from the day that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Lo Niris Rakia Betarasa, the sky is never seen entirely clear. Shneamar based on the pasuk, Al Bishamayim Kedros, that I will clothe the heavens with black, with black. Vesak Asim Kasusam, and the clothing I will give as sackcloth. Vesak Asim Kasusam. As far as I know, I'm not aware of making a bracha on a clear sky. perhaps we follow Rafram, that the sky is not entirely clear from the Zman of Korban Beis HaMikdash. Rabbanah, the rabbis learned, a person who sees the sun that comes around to its initial place where it was at the beginning of creation, at the vernal, at the spring equinox in Nisan, and it comes back to the exact location that it initially was at the exact time. When was the sun created? On the fourth day. So it comes back to that spot at the beginning of the fourth day. Or you see Levana Bugvarasa, you see the moon in its strength, V'kochavim b'mesilusam, and you see the stars in its path, U'mazolos kesidron, and the mazolos oral kesidron. The Rambam understands this to mean that they're all positioned in the way of, you know, of Mazel Taleh, which is at the very beginning. Means they're all positioned in their exact way that they were at the beginning of creation, it seems. Exactly. Omer Baruch Ose Maseh Breishis. That's exactly the Berachas Hachama that we make every how long. Deimus Havi, when is the sun, and perhaps the other stuff as well, when is the sun in its original location? Amar Abaye Abaye says, Kol Chofches Shonim. Every 28 years is a 28-year cycle. V'hadar Machzor, it returns. V'naflat Kufas Nisan, the sun appears. Kufas Nisan, exactly at Kufas Nisan, B'Shapsai, in the Shabsai, Saturn constellation, Biurta Detlat Nagi Arba, exactly when the third day has passed and the fourth day has started, meaning at 6 o'clock on Tuesday evening is the end of Tuesday, beginning of Wednesday, where the sun is in a specific place, Bishabtai, in Tkufas Nisan. It's every 28 years, and you make the special Bircha Rechama, which I believe is Osama Sebracious. That's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haroa Hayam, if a person sees Hayam Agadol, so they make a bracha, a special bracha. What is Hayam Agadol? So that's Machlokos Rishonim. Some say that it's the Mediterranean Sea, and many Achronim say it's that it's the oceans that get the special bracha of Hayam, on the Yam Agadol. Either way, the Yam HaGadol and the ocean seem to merit a bracha, certainly of Osa Masa Bereshis. Leprakim, but you only make this bracha on these items, on mountains, on Grand Canyon, on the deserts, on the seas. Leprakim, only once in a while. Ad Kam, Amra Paraba, Amra Yitzchak, Ad Shloshim Yom. You only recite this bracha if you haven't seen the ocean in 30 days. If you haven't seen it in 30 days, then it merits the bracha that's mentioned in the Mishnah on Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, Brachata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam She'asa Es Hayam HaGadol. Or you'd make Osa Masa Bracious on the mountains and the seas and all those things. Now on thunder and lightning, so that's different. That's every thunder and lightning is different in every storm, so every storm merits its own bracha. But if you see a desert and you saw a desert within 30 days, you don't make an additional bracha. Rami bar Abba Amrav Yitzchak. Another statement. Haroa Pras, a person who sees the Euphrates River, Agishrid Abavel, above the bridge of Babylon. Omer Baruch Ose Masa Bereshis. I'm putting in the word Masa here. That's the way most Mefarshim understand what the Gemara is saying. Why? Because below Bavel was already the river was artificially manipulated. Above Bavel, that's the original Euphrates River, and therefore, since it's the original Euphrates River, it deserves the Yubracha of Ose Masa Bracious. And then nowadays, the Gemara says, the Shnuya Parsai, the Persians manipulated even above the Gishra de Bavel, the Beis Shavur Ulel. Then you can only recite this Bracha if you see the Euphrates River, the Nahar Pras, above Beis Shavur. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says, Me'iyah de Kira Ulel. Rav Yosef gives even a higher location, Me'iyah de Kira, and above is the only place that deserves his bracha, Osa Masa Bracious. Amar Rami Bar Abba, Haroa Diglas Agishra de Shibsina, person who sees the Tigris River, on the river of the Shebisna. Okay, anyone who's travelers, you can help us out here where that is, I'm not aware. Omer Baruch Osa Bracious, Osa Masa Bracious. My Chidekel, why is the Tigris River called Chidekel? Because its waters are sharp and light. Okay, I think that's referring to the Diglas. river. Its waters are sharp in terms of taste, kalim, and it's light. Doesn't have sediment in it. My pras. Why is it called? What is the meaning of the word pras for Nahar Pras? Shemeimav parim v'ravim, because its waters are continually multiplying, even without rain. Omer Rava. Rava gives a comment here, a sociological comment. Haide charifa b'nei mechuza. The reason why b'nei mechuza are sharp witted, why are they so smart? Mishum deshasumai de diglas, because they drink the water of diglas. And that's why you guys are so intelligent, because you drink the Long Island water, right? Haide gechure, the reason why b'nei mechuza are so ruddy. Mishum demeshamshe b'imama, because they have marital relations during the day. Which is discouraged, but that's why it's ruddy, like it's like red, like the redness of the day. Yeah.
Some of us
drink bottled water. Then you're certainly in good shape. Behind ainayu, and the reason why their eyes of b'nei mechuza sort of are jumpy, they mishum de dairu b'beisafel, because they don't have such good lighting. Right, important to have good electricity. I see you guys have a lot of light in the shul. Baruch Hashem. Al hageshamim. I once went to my eye doctor. I said, "How are my eyes?" He said, "Your eyes, they're yeshivish, right? Because of the small print on the page. So you certainly need good lighting in a base medrash, a base akneses." Al hageshamim. Okay, on strong rains, the Mishnah had said, "You say hatova hametiv." So the Gemara questions this: "Al hageshamim hatova metiv mabarech? Do you really make a bracha on Gishamim Tova Meitiv? Amar Avov Amri Love Masni Satana." Some say it was in a brisa. May Masai Mavarcham Al Gishamim. When do you make a bracha on the Gishamim? Now the Shulchan Aruch interprets this to mean only when it's in a time of drought. Even though the Mishnah gives off the impression that you make the bracha always on rain, but if you check the halacha, Shulchan Aruch paskins it's only if it's in a time of drought, then you would make a bracha on the rains. But when do you make the bracha on the rains, and what bracha do you make? So when do you make it? Misha yatza chasan likras kala. Meaning, Rashi explains, when there's a puddle on the ground and rain is coming down, so when rain comes down, there's drops that are being displaced upwards. So meaning, you already had a lot of rain and it's continuing to rain, that's when you make this bracha. And my mevarchin, so what is the bracha? And this is going to be the question of the Gemara. Rav Yehuda says the bracha is not hatova meitiv like that our Mishnah says. Rav Yehuda says the bracha is as follows: Modu manachnu lach, we thank you Hashem al kol tipa v'tipa for every trap shorat alanu that you caused to fall for us. Rav Yochanan b'sayim b'hachi, Rav Yochanan would conclude the bracha as follows, similar to the nishmas bracha that we have on Shabbos. Ilu finu malei shira kayam, even if our mouths were full of shira like the sea, einano maspikim lahodoscha, we would not be sufficiently praising you, Hashem Elokeinu, etc. Atish tachaveh, until the end of the bracha. Bruch atah Hashem, rova odos. Blessed is Hashem, who deserves many praises. Where it says, is incredulous. Rova odos, only many, majority of kol odos, and not all of them. Amar Rava, Rava says, no. Eima hakel ha-odos. You should just say, Bruch atah Hashem, hakel ha-odos. Amar Papa Hilkach, again, since we're not sure what the bracha is, Nimrinu l'tarvai, we should say both. In a situation when you have a lot of rain, when it was a drought, you say rova odos, ve hakel odos. Ella akashya, so in any case, we have a question. Our Mishnah said that when you have rain, you say the bracha of atov hametiv, and here this Gemara says that you make this whole lengthy bracha, modu manach lelach, hakol tipa v'tipa, shorara tolanyu. Lo kashya, Gemara says, not a problem, no question. Hada shama mishma, if you hear about the rain, then it's considered like a good report, and then it's like the other thing in the Mishnah that says when you hear a good report, you say Hatov v'hametiv hadachazem echse. But if you see the rain yourself, and you have this chus of being in the storm yourself, then you say this long bracha. Tishama mishma. Where is it? Really? Haina besuras tovas. That's a good tiding. That's a good report. But the name of the Mishnah already says the next line in the Mishnah is al besuras tovos. When you have a good report, Omer baruch Hatov v'hametiv. Ella the Gemara says, "Idi ve'idi dechazi mechsi." Really, you're seeing both. If it's a good report, then of course you say atov ametiv. Here it's talking about where you see the storm itself, you see the rain itself. Lokasha, hada support. If a little rain comes, then you say, according to most Rishonim, according to the halacha, you say atov ametiv. Hada asatuva. But if a lot of rain comes, then you say this long bracha modem anatolach. Or some say where both brachos are for a lot of rain, and in a situation of drought, we said and it's no problem. If you have land, then it's affecting you. Then you say hatov v'hametiv. But if you have no land whatsoever, then you say this bracha modem anachnu lach. So the Gemara says islay ara hatov v'hametiv v'varech. If you have land, you make hatov v'hametiv v'ha. Bana bayis chadash. If you build a new house, v'kana kelim chadashim, or you have a new suit. Omer baruch shechiyano v'giyano lazman hazeh. Shechiyano v'kimano v'giyano lazman hazeh. So Gemara says, skip the next words. The next words are taken out. Skip to the lokashia. Skip the next line. Lokashia is not a problem, and this is the halacha. Had islay shutfus. If you have land, a partnership with others, then you say hatov ametiv. Had leslay shutfus. But if it's your own land, yourself, then you just say shechiyanu vahatanya. And the support for this is a tanya benichusa, a support. Ktar shel davar. The bottom line is al shalo. Whenever you buy something for yourself, let's say a suit for yourself, or it's a car for yourself, then you say, that's the principle. If ever you buy something that's for everyone, you buy a car, but it's a family car, you buy something that's for the family, it's for a group of people, or it's land for a group of people, then you say, al shel chaver, al shelo, al shel chavero, omer baruch hatov ha'metiv. Al shelo, omer baruch shechiyanu v'kimanu. Al shelo, second line. Al shel chavero, omer baruch hatov ha'metiv. Should we stop here? Or should we go on for another minute? Okay. Pressure's on. Hold on. Where am I? I certainly can't cough anymore. The Gemara says, "V'kol hecha, the less lach." So that's the halacha. If you have no land, and there's rain, then you say modem anachnu lach bracha. If you have land, but it's just your own, then you say shechiyanu. If you have land and or the partnership, then you say hatov ha'metiv. So Gemara now questions. This we'll go through quickly. Whenever you don't have anyone else, you don't may say hatov ha'metiv. Vatanya, oh, perfect Gemara for Rabbi Rosner. Amrle yolda ishto. If the news comes to someone that your wife just gave birth, a zachar, and you just gave birth to a male, omer baruch hatov ha'metiv. So you see, that's just for the man hears it. It's just for him, and he says hatov ha'metiv. Where it says, no, that's not just for him. Wait, you forgot about his wife? She's the one who gave birth. So the wife as well is with him, and that's why it merits a tova meita bracha, because it's not just a simcha for him, it's a simcha for others as well. Because she's happy with the baby as well. Tashma, come in here another source. Mes aviv, if a person's father died, who yorsho, and you're the yoresh, you're their inheritor. But tchila omer baruch dynamis, you say baruch dynamis in b'levasov, but after, you can say, Baruch Atov HaMeitiv, because you inherited such a large property. When you read the will and you're an inheritor, so then you're it's legitimate to say Baruch Atah Hashem Kenu Machalom Hatov VaMeitiv, and that's just you inheriting yourself. So how can the Gemara earlier say that Tov HaMeitiv is only if it's for others, but here this is just for you? Asam Nami, the Gemara says Ika Ache Dekayarsei VaHadei. Here also it's talking about a case where there's other brothers who are inheriting as well with you. And that's why it merits Hatov HaMeitiv. In fact, if it was just you, then it would just merit a bracha of what? Shehechiyanim. Tashma, come in here, one other. Shuni Yayin, if you bring new wine to the meal. Ein Tzarech Levarach, it doesn't need a new bracha. Shuni Makom, but if you change places, if you change to a new house, or you change to a new cheder, if you didn't have kavana initially. But certainly if you change to a new house, Tzarech Levarach, then you have to make a new bracha on the wine. Even though we say that if you bring new wine, you don't need to make a new bracha on the wine, but you do say which bracha? Baruch Hatov V'Hametiv. Tosfos brings an opinion, and that's halacha. It's only if it's a better wine, right? If you bring a better, finer wine to the table, even though you've said Agafen already on the Kiddush, then you make a new bracha on the wine, not a Agafen, but you make Hatov V'Hametiv on new, finer wine that's brought to the meal. That's a halacha. Also, you see, you make hatov ha'metiv, even though it's just brought for you. Or it says, no, oh, what, you're eating alone? Who eats alone on Shabbos? Or who eats alone? Usually you're eating with others. Hasam nami dika b'nei chabur d'shasi ba'adei. You only recite this bracha of hatov ha'metiv when there's others, either your family or other friends, eating along with you, and therefore it merits hatov ha'metiv. Okay. I'm not sure. I think Rabbi Raza said he had someone for tomorrow, either himself or someone else for tomorrow. He didn't ask him. Yashikov, nice learning with you.
If you made Hatov HaMeitiv on the first part, you
wouldn't say Hatov HaMeitiv on the first part. If my tires are unusable,
As far as I know, you're not going to be very expensive.